2.8. 1.
One of my colleagues at work is a swimming addict. She has to go swimming every day.
Where does she swim?
In the local pool. There's one quite near work.
How long for?
About half an hour. She does 40 lengths.
40 lengths? Wow. What about weekends?
Yeah, weekends too. Saturdays and Sundays. And then she does at least an hour, I think, or maybe more. I mean, she's definitely addicted, because when she can't go for some reason, then she gets really anxious and stressed.
Does she realise she's got a bit of a problem?
No, not at all. She doesn't see it like that. I mean, she's happy doing it, and at the end of the day, she isn't bothering anyone else. I mean, it's not an antisocial thing like smoking, and her family and friends are all used to it now. They just think she's a bit crazy.
2.
I'd say my husband is addicted to work. He's a real workaholic. It's not just that he loves his job, it's more than that. He doesn't know what to do when he's not working. He just keeps accepting loads and loads of work when he's already got more than he can do. I think he's afraid of having free time, because he just doesn't know how to relax.
Is that a problem for you?
Well, yes. I get really fed up with it. I want him to spend more time with me and the kids, or just spend more time not working. I can understand that when he didn't have much work, then he had to say yes to everything. But now he's a successful lawyer, then I think he just has to learn to say no. Otherwise, he may come home one of these days and find that we're not there anymore.
3.
I share a flat with 3 other people, 2 boys and this girl called Janice. And in the evening, when we've all got home from our various jobs, instead of just chatting and watching the telly with us, that's me and our other 2 flatmates, in the living room, she locks herself away in her room, where she's got her computer, and she goes straight onto the internet and into one of these chat rooms. She just stays there for ages, sometimes for hours, having conversations with people she doesn't know. She showed me once, and apparently you don't use your real name. You have to use a nickname, an invented one. And that makes it seem even more sort of unreal. I think she's hooked on chat lines now and she can't stop herself. It's like an addiction. It worries me a bit because I sometimes think she's going to forget what it's like to talk to real people.
4.
I've got this mate who's absolutely obsessed with football. He organises his whole life around the matches on the telly. It doesn't make any difference whether it's an important match or not. He watches them all. It's ridiculous. He and his wife can't go anywhere on a Saturday night until he's seen the match. It's like an illness. It's also really embarrassing when they get invited to someone's house when there's a match on and everybody's chatting and suddenly Simon just says, "Do you mind if I put the telly on? The Manchester United-Liverpool match is on." He doesn't care what anyone thinks. And if he's somewhere like a wedding and he can't see the game, then he gets really nervous and irritable, and he makes an excuse so he can go outside and find out what's happening on the radio. He even made his wife spend one night of their honeymoon in Paris watching the European Cup final on the TV in their hotel room, and it wasn't even his team who was playing. It really gets her down.